welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast and John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, directed by Chad Stahelski, who has done all the movies in the series. It's written by Derek Kolstad and Shay Hayden. Stars Keanu Reeves, Halle Berry, and Ian McShane. And the synopsis is, super assassin John Wick is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild, and with a $14 million price tag on his head, he is a target. First movie involved an absurd premise where John Wick is more or less a reformed assassin. He's trying to move on with his life. His wife is dead. The only thing he has in his life is a puppy, and someone kills the puppy, he goes on a killing spree. The second movie has some ramifications from that, but a slightly larger scope and story, and this one picks up where the last one left off, where at the end of the movie, he kills somebody, and that kind of breaks all the rules, and the fact that he broke all the rules means that people are turning against him. And Matt, what did you think of John Wick Chapter 3?
I actually liked the movie. I thought it was pretty good. It started off with a bang, although in my opinion, it kind of ended in a fizzle. I might be against the grain for my Beast Gang counterparts, but I felt that the movie was kind of more pieced together of action shorts with short, incoherent storyline in between. Over-the-top violence with no emotional outcome, which is to be expected of John Wick, but was a Paramount Network was showing John Wick 1 and 2, and I actually watched those two right after I saw 3, and you could tell a difference as far as flow. Previous films felt more fluid, whereas this one did not. Action scenes were on par with previous films. When you didn't think they could get any more absurd, in a good way, they did it pretty daggone good, especially with the first action scene. I might be the only one, but I felt the end was kind of rushed, as if they ran out of the budget. I didn't feel that the main enemy was very intimidating at all.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like this movie was Twilight-ish as far as the mood of it. I mean, part one and two, in my opinion, served it a lot better. This seemed more of like part 2A rather than a full trilogy part 3. And I never felt that he was really in danger. Felt like he was in God mode, just like whooping everyone's butt. Whereas in other previous films, I was like, okay, you know what? This actually feels he might not do as well. Overall, enjoyable, solid movie. I don't feel that it's a solid sequel, as it is more of like a side film, in my opinion.
Okay. And Mike?
No, I really enjoy John Wick. The whole series holds a place with me because it was my father's favorite movie before he passed. So kind of been a fan of it. We bonded on that because I grew up watching action movies because of him. So I thought John Wick 3 was good. I think it plays to the formula of his name. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, because they basically stuck with what they're good at, which is crazy action sequences involving guns and fight sequences that I don't think we've ever really seen on film before. I agree with what Matt said about the storyline. I don't think they focus so much on story this one as much as they focused on just putting together fight scenes that kind of wowed you and had you really mesmerized by the things they were doing. But I liked the movie. I thought it was enjoyable. Again, falls right in line with the trilogy. I've kind of become a fan of the whole pick up right where it left off because, you know, no spoiler, this one literally picks up right where 2 left off. And I understand what you're saying about the ending. I think that was a kind of a decision to be made on whether or not they continue it or end it. And that's without spoiling what happens. Is just kind of leaves like, okay, you can kind of go a bunch of different ways with this. So that's it. I think overall, good movie. Keanu Reeves is definitely perfect for the role. I think his stoic persona and how he acts kind of fits the role perfectly. And I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing where else they go with it. I mean, I know the one place they can go with it, but I'm kind of curious as to how they would do it.
I like this one the least of all three movies. I think storyline-wise, it suffers a lot. Again, the first movie makes sense. It was very concise. John Wick 2 built on all that, built out the world a little bit more. And this one takes the world a little too far. At some point, they're going through the desert, and I'm like, I don't know where this movie's going. Like, is this Prince of Persia? Or is this John Wick? And I really wanted this movie to be John Wick, but then it starts again with the story just going off in different directions. I think the story picks up and it works well when Halle Berry gets into it. As Matt said, it just seemed like there was a lot of, here's an action scene just to have an action scene. And it really wasn't any connecting thread between some of the action scenes other than when it hits the third act. At least for me, there wasn't a lot of memorable action scenes in this one compared to John Wick 2. Cobbin in that movie is one of the best parts about that movie. He did a great job. and he's an equivalent to John Wick. But this one, you have Mark Dukakis in it, and it's just like, no, like, are you ninjas or what the heck is going on? As someone that has seen John Wick 2 recently, I can watch that movie like I can watch Dread 2012, The Dark Knight. I will always watch it. But this one, I think I might not watch it again.
The dog scenes remind me a little bit of Shadow Dancer.
Yeah.
Shinobi from
Shout Sega. Out to the dogs.
Yeah.
Them dogs, they love them some balls, man.
Some of the scenes, those dogs were digital, and it was very good, but yeah, they were doing a job.
They were ball lovers, man. Straight, they loved balls.
And again, Halle Berry, I wouldn't say she's out of place for the movie, but I think it goes against her type. I think it works out well for her.
She said this. She feels like this is some of her best acting that she's done, that it made her learn how to act, surprisingly.
Okay. I mean, she's been in okay movies.
Her action scenes were actually pretty good. I liked them.
Yeah, the direction of her action scenes were good. And again, with the dogs.
It's like they tried to take it international, but didn't kind of go all... I don't know how to explain it. It seems like it's better when it's just in New York.
Yeah, it seemed like they just tried to build onto the story, build onto the John Wick universe, and they just went the wrong direction with it. And like you said, if it was a little bit more smaller scale, I think the movie would have benefited from it. In John Wick 2, they did go to different countries, but they came back to New York. But this one is like, this dude's in the desert.
I was expecting Will Smith from Aladdin to come out when I saw that. I was like, man, this is the middle of nowhere.
It just went off in a different direction than the second movie. And definitely from the first movie. I mean, the first movie is good. The second movie is great. And this movie is okay.
This one's average for the series. I'd probably rank this last. From what I heard, the person that made The Raid actually helped with this.
Yeah, I think
That's
it was...
Saw the
I saw a couple guys from The Raid in it.
Like that short guy who's like very nimble and everything. And yeah, then even like some of
the strange.
And then even like some of the fight scenes that had a comment on the action scenes, like seems like they were really pulling their punches or waiting to get hit.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the Mark Dukakis, the dude's on the Iron Chef. Come on. I know he's a martial artist. Great. But it just seemed like, hey, we're going to disappear. We do all this ninja stuff. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, are you the League of Assassins or like,
secret ingredient is?
Yeah, I mean, this is about to go off in a Ra's al Ghul direction. All of this happening is just like, well, hey, I could kill you, Matt. What score would you give John Wick 3: Parabellum?
I'd give this movie a 7. I felt it was very solid, but not on par with previous films. I'd rank this probably the last of all three regarding storyline. Action for the most part is on point, but previous movies, the narrative and the storyline. Line drove the action, whereas this one, the action drove the storyline. So a little bit different than what I'm accustomed to, but for people who haven't seen the previous two will probably thoroughly enjoy this movie. Solid 7.
All right, Mike.
I'll give it an 8 because I enjoyed it. And like I said, I'm a big fan of the trilogy. I don't think it's the best one out of the trilogy at all. But like I said, I did enjoy it. And I'm one of those people that I'm not too critical when it comes to certain things because I kind of go in knowing what to expect. So like I said, it falls in line with what I expected to see out this movie. So that's why I give it an 8.
All right, and I'm going in the other direction. I'm going to give this a 6. The movie's watchable compared to John Wick 2, which is, I give that movie a 9, and everything about that movie is great. And then the first movie, somewhere between like a 7, 5, 8. This one, again, it's just like the story. They try to do too much, trying to go into John Wick's background. They're trying to go to all these different places. The positives, the gun kata fight scenes are good. Sometimes it's more or less a dance rather than it being the fight. And then other times, you have people like Halle Berry where that one was like, yes, like this is just straight up carnage mayhem, which is what I paid to see. But then the way the movie ends, it's like, okay, well, this seems like a bit of a cop-out. And you could have done so many other things with the story, but that's what the way you chose. So again, for me, get 6 and SBC Podcast.